There are over 65 million people in the world uprooted by conflict. A Man of Good Hope is about one of them. That's the name of a book now adapted into a musical playing in New York. The story is of a Somali refugee who took a perilous journey across Africa. Here's Jeff London with the history of an unlikely tale for the stage.
Several years ago, author Johnny Steinberg traveled to Blikkiesdorp, a rough and tumble township outside Cape Town. He had set up an interview with a Somali refugee named Asad Abdullahi for a book about South African history.
He began to speak of his past in ways that were so extraordinarily visceral and powerful. His capacity for smell and touch and sound to trigger memories was unlike any other human being I'd met.
So the book became about Asad. It's a huge, almost Dickensian tale, beginning in Mogadishu when Asad was a little boy.
His mother was killed by militia in front of him. He fled south towards Kenya, was separated from his family, and ended up living this quite lonely, itinerant childhood, drifting from Nairobi into Ethiopia. Always connected to adults, but very tenuously and very tactically, I think that he learned to be a very hard boy.
And a hard adult. He got married, made a dangerous trip to South Africa without immigration papers, and found even more hardship there. Doesn't sound like a musical, does it? Mark Dornford May is the artistic director of Cape Town's Izango Ensemble. He was given the book as a Christmas present.
I couldn't put it down. It's the most extraordinary tale. It's sort of a Greek epic in its proportions.
And he thought it could be a musical. But the road to taking such a big story and making it work on the stage was challenging. So the company experimented, says co-founder and actress Paulina Malafane. They would take sections from the book and apply different theatrical techniques.
You can sing or you can speak or you can whatever. And then, you know, after 15 minutes, we'll all sit and we'll watch each other present whatever we've come up with.
And collectively, the ensemble began to build the show. But they also struggled with much of the content, because when Asad arrives in South Africa, he's exposed to xenophobia and violence in the townships.
Do you know what they do? They steal our jobs. They take our women.
And Paulina Malafane, like most of the ensemble, comes from those townships.
You cannot imagine how difficult it is because the violence is carried out by us. You know, we are South Africans.
I have nowhere to go.
And there were other challenges. How do you pull off a narrative that takes place in more than half a dozen countries over more than two decades? By having four different actors play Asad. Ayanda Tikolo plays Asad as an adult when he has three businesses destroyed in the townships. Despite it all, Tikolo says Asad is truly a man of good hope.
Asad is stubborn. He just doesn't want to give up, ever. Whatever is happening to his life, he's just focusing his life forward.
At the end of the book and the musical, Asad is able to immigrate to the U.S. He now lives in Kansas City. But with recent events, the story has taken on even more relevance, says author Johnny Steinberg.
I called Asad 24 hours after the travel ban and asked him what he was feeling and what he was thinking. And he was so bewildered and shattered.
But, he says, Asad Abdullahi has overcome so much in his life, Steinberg knows he'll be okay. A Man of Good Hope is currently at the Brooklyn Academy of Music and will be touring internationally after that. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Oh,